Hi, everyone. I'm just going to jump in real quick at the top of the show to let you know that this week's episode contains some heavy content, including medical procedures, repressed memories, self-doubt, and mentions of mind control. As such, listener discretion is advised. Now on with the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, everyone in between or irrespective of that binary, pull up a chair and put down your chips. It's time for Tabletop Roulette. Today's game is... Masks, A New Generation, a superhero tabletop role-playing game full of action, youthful angst, and dazzling bravery. You can call me Andy because that's my name, I use he, him pronouns, and I will be your GM.
Howdy, hello! This is Rolando Garcia, I use he, him pronouns, and I'm playing Axel, the Bull. You can find me online on Twitter as Jalapeno Supreme.
Hi, this is Eric. I use he, him pronouns, and I'm playing Faustus, also known as Warlock, the Doomed. You can find me online at PrimeFactorX01, or as a silky smooth fae on Shadows of St. Fleur, or as the delinquent Quint on Otherwhere.
So, when we last left our boys, you all had come face to face with Bryant Baxter inside of the Oasis headquarters, where Axel was turned into Dragonoid. And Axel, you looked at Bryant Baxter as he came towards you in this laboratory, and I believe you asked him why he was here, or said you're not supposed to be here, or something to that effect, right?
It was a mix of all that. It was, wait, no, you're not supposed to be here, right? No, you work for BBTech. Like, it was that.
So what's the look on Axel's face as we start off this issue with a close-up of his reaction to seeing Bryant Baxter?
Confusion? I think it's, like, just plain confusion, honestly. I don't think he's mad, at least not yet. But yeah, he's just kind of weirded out by all of it.
Yeah, what about Warlock? Does he have any sort of noteworthy reactions as he sees Bryant Baxter?
Don't think so. I think Warlock is just continuing to try and walk past him and like, yeah, we're just trying to find our way out. So just ignore us.
As Axel comes sort of eye to eye with Bryant, Axel, you feel cold wash over your body, and then the floor underneath your feet falls away as everything, not everything goes black, but everything around you is black, if that makes sense.
Can I still see myself?
Like, if you put your hands out in front of your eyes, you can see yourself, yes. It's okay. Like you're falling through a void. We get a couple of panels of Axel and Warlock falling. Was there something you were going to do to try to stop yourself, or you just kind of fallen?
Is, like, the entire floor falling out, or is there, like, the wall still there?
It's one of those things where, like, we see, like, the floor doesn't... I said fallout. The floor basically just disappears as you were enveloped in this darkness.
I think Axel's just, like, too confused to, like, react. And afterwards, he's just like, holy sh- oh god! And he's just falling, and he's scared and confused still, and darkness. Warlock, what'd you do?
So Warlock can float. Is he also falling?
You're not necessarily falling if you can float, but you are surrounded by this darkness as if there is nothing around you. Okay.
So I'm picturing a panel where Axel is, you know, screaming and acting like he's falling. And then the next panel is just Warlock going, what are you doing?
Are we? What the fuck? What'd you do?
I didn't do anything.
This is absolutely your shit.
Wrong kind of darkness. My darkness is more, you know, scary and enveloping. This is kind of just nothing.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty familiar with my darkness.
Axel, as you hit the ground, you note that it doesn't hurt. And as you sort of like stand up and dust yourself off, there is a single light in the area around you that is coming from above like a spotlight. And it falls on a person sitting in a chair facing away from you, probably about 10 or 15 feet in front of you.
What the fuck? Are we? Where are we?
I thought we were, you know, at your place or something. You seem to recognize it all.
I thought so too, but this is... Hello? And he'll start moving towards the guy in the chair.
The person in front of you doesn't react at all.
Where... Do you know where we are? Do you know what...
Or better yet, do you know how to get out of here?
Warlock, have you, like, gone down to the floor with Axel, or are you still floating?
I think I'll go down to Axel and this person.
As you step forward, Axel, and get close to this person, they turn their head and you recognize their face because sitting in the chair in front of you is your sister, Filter.
Lynn! Lynn! And he's going straight to hug. Like, immediately.
As you do that, she stands up, turns towards you, and, like, puts her hand out against your chest to stop you.
Lynn?
I'd be careful.
Don't have any right to call me that anymore.
What? What are you... Lynn, what are you talking about?
Your fault this happened, Axel.
And he's gonna stand stunned.
Quick check-in. Do you think that's enough for a powerful blow?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Yeah, thought so. Just want to check in.
Now that definitely is one. Give a good old roll with conditions. Alright, not the worst.
Okay, on a 7-9, you get to pick one from the not-so-bad list.
I think I know exactly the one. And I think the viewer would see Axel standing there, just like stunned for a second. And I think we get a view of his eyes as they go from his normal like dark brown to the purple of Dragonoid. And his face goes, he doesn't have influence. I think this still works. I think he's like he looks pissed. And it doesn't seem like it's directed at Filter. And he turns to Warlock and he says, "This is your fucking fault. Of course your fucking magic does this shit. What the fuck?" And I think he goes and like gives a like really overly strong shove to Warlock.
Are you trying to provoke me to foolhardy action or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is it you're trying to get Warlock to do?
Get us the fuck out of here?
I'm not sure that really counts as foolhardy.
Okay. I just found out I do have influence over Warlock.
Okay, so now you can mark a condition on me then.
Uh-oh. Oh, wait, no. You can still... You just can't take another one.
Yep.
You can have five.
Yeah.
So I think he gives a really strong shove to Warlock and says, "This is all your... No, this is not my fault. Fuck. You're the one who put us here. This is your shit. Don't fucking lie to me."
Cool. So you're burning your influence on me, so yeah. You don't have that anymore. But now I have Hopeless. So I have all five conditions marked. Fun. Sure. Warlock is just going to take that shove and like float backwards a bit. This isn't me. I don't know what this place, like, this whole thing, I'd have no idea what it looks like. This has to be you.
Don't fucking lie to me. What kind of sick fucking shit do you get for making me think that my sister hates me? Who the fuck do you think?
And he's like, you, Axel, to always be blaming your problems on somebody else.
Okay. I might be doing something foolhardy here. I want to maybe throw a fireball in Filter's general direction.
Okay. Are you trying to attack, or is there an ulterior motive here?
Just kind of to keep her away. Not trying to hurt her as much as, like, put a show of something between us. If that's okay, I would like to say to Axel, that I That can't be her. She's somewhere else. This isn't where I saw her. And Filter would never say those things to you.
So yeah, I think she kind of dodge steps back as you throw that fireball and just kind of flash. She says, oh, did you see me somewhere more like this? And as she spreads her hands out, there is light that emanates from them. And instead of being in a black void, you all find yourselves in a white void.
This definitely looks a lot closer to it, but you're still... You wouldn't happen to have any demons or anything, do you, Axel? This seems like something Mark would do.
I will say that he has his hands cupped over his ears, and he's just, like, growling at himself as he becomes Dragonoid. And, can you say that one more time?
So, this is something that Mark would do. Try and take a form that he knows would hurt you. Do you have like someone that would or something that would do that?
I don't fucking know what they did to me here or at the fucking lab. You think I fucking know that shit? I can do this. And he points and he like gestures to himself. I don't fucking get what it is. If I understood what it was, I wouldn't have this shit on my hands.
Well, it's not Mark. He'd be trying to gloat a lot more by now and not just stand there and look at us. So, are you a demon?
Don't let him lie to you, Warlock. He knows far more than he lets on. But he's always been a hashtag liar, hasn't he?
Ouch.
I'm trying to figure out what Axel would do here.
Just admit it, Axel. All you've been doing is running away from your problems and blaming them on other people. You just admit your faults, then can work on fixing them.
You say we're in a white void, right?
Yes.
I'm standing on something, right?
You have the physical sensation of standing on something, but you, like, as you look down, it doesn't look like you are.
I want to try to, like, because if I'm standing on something, I should be able to, like, hit it. Could I try to, like,
smack the ground?
Unleash your powers is reshape your environment. Could I try it?
To what end?
Axel doesn't want this to be real, so he's going to try to prove that it isn't real by breaking it.
Okay. Roll to unleash your powers for me. Let's see what happens.
Let's see. Hey, I'm hopeless, but I still got a hit. I got a 7.
Okay. On a 7 to 9, you can either mark a condition or the effect will be unstable or temporary.
Yeah, I'll take a condition and I'm going to mark angry. I think this is making him angry. And he has his head in his hands and he's like shaking his head like how a dog would when his head hurts. And he's like, no, that's not true. None of this is true. None of this is... And I think he just like balls his fist in front of his hands. And I think he's going to try to like, he feels the ground under him. So he's just going to like ball his fists and try to punch the ground or like make this not real.
Okay. How is Warlock reacting as Axel slams his fist into the ground and you see the ground underneath you start splintering?
Does it look like physical splintering or like reality breaking because of where we are right now?
So the best way for me to describe this is if you've ever seen like a very, very, very clean mirror where like you can't even tell that it's a mirror. And then if that mirror had something impact it so that it starts splintering, but it still looks pretty much see-through.
Okay. I don't think you should be doing that, probably. Axel? Hold on,
Axel is yelling. Almost roaring, but mostly yelling as he's just going at this ground.
Warlock, did you want to provoke him?
No, I think once I see that he's just not paying attention to anything else and just trying to break our current reality, I'm going to turn to Filter and kind of just slowly float towards her. And like, I know you're not Filter. You can't possibly be her. Who are you? And what do you want with us? Whatever it is, you're not going to get it.
Just a quick check. Are you trying to pierce the mask there, or are you just having a conversation?
I think a conversation for now. Not triggering the move yet.
Gotcha. I think she looks at you and just kind of smirks and says, "And what makes you think I'm not her?"
Because she would never say those things to Axel.
Yeah, maybe if she did, she'd still be alive, wouldn't she?
Well, good thing she is, and you're not her. And you need to take that mask off before I rip it off of you. And I'm going to start menacing her. And I think I am now trying to provoke with threats.
Okay, what is it that you're trying to provoke her to do?
I would like her to, like, reveal herself or tell us who she is or what she's doing. This might actually be a pierce the mask instead, if you'd prefer that. Those are both bad rolls for me anyway.
Yeah, I feel like this is more along the lines of piercing the mask.
Cool. So that is going to be a -2 on the roll because I have all my conditions marked and a mundane of 0. So this is not going to go well.
It might.
It did not. That is a 4.
So as you're saying this, I think she just kind of chuckles, and you see the cracks along the ground start fracturing outwards from where Axel punched it. The cracks start moving up her legs and, like, across her body, and the form of filter starts falling away, like chipping off. And in front of you stands what can basically only be I'm gonna put it bluntly here. In front of you stands Shadow Axel, in the same vein as Dark Link, where
cool, like mirror.
It looks exactly like Axel, but made out of the color black.
Cool.
And he reaches out and grabs you around the throat. Axel, how are you reacting?
The ground's already shattering, right?
Yeah, it's not gonna last much longer before probably something bad happens.
I think he, like, breathes for a moment, and he looks over to that, and, like, he's just confused and now very angry, and is like, "Faustus, no!" And he jumps to try and help.
Okay, roll to defend Warlock for me. Let's see what happens.
Hey, I don't get him. This is just a flat roll. Bop, bop. Still bad.
All right. Before we deal with your roll, let's go ahead and roll up some team, just in case. Who would you all say is your leader in this situation?
We are in Axel's head. I would say probably Axel, even if he doesn't know it.
That could make sense.
All right. Axel, I don't think you have influence over Warlock anymore,
not
do you?
Not anymore.
I do not.
Axel, what's your purpose in the fight?
I think it's to protect Warlock.
All right. Warlock, what's your purpose in this fight?
I think it's gotta be to figure out who this thing is or what it is.
All right.
I'm not going to, like, try and protect myself. Who do you think I am? Someone who cares about myself?
Who do you think I am? Not a doomed? Do either of you mistrust each other?
I do not mistrust Axel, no. He might mistrust me.
I don't think he does. I think he was just really mad at that point in time because what Filter said. I don't think he mistrusts him. I think he was just upset. So I don't think so.
Okay. I'm going to say you're probably off balance here, just all things considered.
Yes.
So you will either start off this battle with 2 team in the pool, or you can mark a condition to have 3 team.
I want to not.
Okay, so with your 5, what does it look like as Axel is leaping in to try to defend Warlock?
I think he's just going for, like, just going to try and grab Dark Axel. Like,
okay.
That's it.
Yeah, I think what happens is he hears you call out, and as you're leaping through the air, he turns to look at you, and you plant your foot to make this jump and feel the ground underneath you shatter, and all 3 of you are going to be falling through another void. Warlock, what's going on as the 3 of you are falling? You are still held in his grasp.
I have a very dumb idea.
But I need a rules call here. For not human enough, I can mark a condition to make sure I get an additional option on a directly engage. Can I still do that knowing that I will knock myself out after the roll or during or would it knock me out before the roll?
I'd say it would knock you out after, just because that's such a cool moment to me to think of you willfully using the last bit of your consciousness to do something.
Cool. You are awesome, Andy. Because I want to do something cool and foolhardy and like all kinds of terrible. With the one hand, I'm going to grab Shadow Axel's hand that's around me. And with my other hand, I'm going to like grab his neck. And I would like to set myself on dark fire.
Oh.
And just kind of, I told you, if you didn't take off your mask, I'm going to take it from you. And I'm going to burn it off right now. And I would like to directly engage him with my magic, if that's all right.
Yeah, that definitely works. Go for it.
This is probably not going to be a good roll, but I'm going to get something anyway. So that's cool. Yep, that is a 5 on the dice.
Oh, I can't do anything with that.
Yep, but with the one option that I still have from doing this terrifying act, I would like to take something from them, and that is their illusion or their form or false form, if that's all good.
All right. So describe for me, what does it look like as Warlock goes unconscious, hitting the ground?
So I think both of us are going to be engulfed in these black flames. The panel shifts to Warlock's point of view, and there are just like slow blinks as he's slowly falling down from this grip. And I think whatever the last image is before it goes black for Warlock, I'd like to see what this final form looks like.
So I think what the two of you see, Axel and Warlock, before you go unconscious, is the blackness of Shadow Axel falling away and burning off of him in this dark fire. And Axel, in front of you stands Axel.
As Dragonoid or as me?
So you remember how last time I asked you how Axel sees the ideal form of Faustus?
Yeah.
How does Axel see his own ideal form? Does he see himself as Dragonoid, or does he see himself as a human?
I think human.
Can you remind us, what does human Axel look like?
He looks like a very squat, probably around 5'6", but very wide. Has a very wet wrestler build, so big arms, big legs, curly dark brown hair, dark brown eyes, square jaw, looking dorky. Not really cute, but dorky.
I think he looks at you and just says, "Why are you like this, Dragonoid? Why do you continue to hurt us?"
Do I see Faustus like lose consciousness?
Yeah, I think whatever that looks like on the panel, you can tell that he's out.
Are we still falling?
No, you've hit solid ground again. In fact, I think the room around you is... I'll ask another question. What's Axel's safe place? Like, where does he feel most comfortable?
I think at Lynn's house, or like where he lived there. I forgot what their last name is.
So is it like in the living room, in Axel's bedroom? What's his place?
I think his living room. I think that like that area, because that's where whenever he got to hang out with his friends, it was there.
Okay, so that's where the two of you have found yourselves.
Vista, the Vista household.
Okay, that makes sense.
I think he looks down at Warlock and he balls his fist and's like, "No, not again." And he's gonna do what he knows how to do. He's gonna attack himself.
All right, are you going for like a straight punch or?
Yeah, just like dash forward. I think a tackle more.
Yeah, as you do, you step easily out of the way and Axel looks at you and says, "Do you really think you can just keep rushing headlong into your problems?"
"Shut up, you're not me!" And he's just gonna keep trying to fight him.
I think we get a couple panels of Axel trying to attack himself, and just the other version of you constantly and easily moving out of the way. He just says, you can't just punch your problems away. Punch our problems away. I am you, and I'm trying to help you.
Why are you hurting my friends? Why are you hurting me?
I'm not hurting anybody. I'm trying to help you, Axel. You just have to listen to yourself. Listen to me.
I think at that point, he shifts his stance from one of, like, attacking to a more, a calmer pose. Still very angry. Still has his fist balled, but he's not fully attacking. And I think he moves over to Warlock and kneels down. And just make him better. I don't want to lose another friend, please.
He's going to be fine. Trust me. I know how we feel about him, and I won't let anything happen to him. This is a warning of sorts. If you continue on the path you've been on, fueled by this rage and anger and not thinking things through, you're going to continue hurting your friends.
What do you want me to... How do I stop? What do you mean?
So I think you walk over and put a hand on your shoulder as you hold Warlock. And yes, I'm saying this as confusingly as possible for dramatic effect. You can just say, concentrate and breathe deeply. You know more than you're letting on. You know more than you know that you know. We need to access that. We need to find out what's happening in this city.
Okay. And he's going to close his eyes, take a deep breath in, and push it out as slow as possible.
Axel, I need you to roll to unleash your powers for me.
Ooh, boy. I got a 7.
All right. On a 7 to 9, you can either mark a condition or the effect will be unstable or temporary.
I want to find out how this effect could be unstable or temporary. I want to go with that.
Okay.
Fake Axel stays as a voice in your head.
As you close your eyes and force this breath slowly out through your nostrils, you feel pain racking through your body. And as you open your eyes, you find yourself strapped to a metal table. Axel, you realize that you are once again back in that laboratory where all of this started. You look around and see bags of various colored liquids with tubes running into your arms as you feel your body changing. And you see standing over you several people in white lab coats. But this time, as you look at them, you recognize one of them as the face of Bryant Baxter, who looks at a clipboard and says, no, this isn't good enough. Increase the dosage. Make sure this one isn't a failure.
Can I react to that?
Yeah, what do you want to do?
Am I transformed right now?
You are not. You are pre-Dragonoid Axel.
I think I struggle at the restraints heavily, and I look over at Bryant Baxter's. You did this. You caused all this because of, you want to... Who are you? Why are you doing this?
He sort of cocks his eyebrows and says, Axel, we've been over this. I'm Bryant Baxter, and I'm making you into the perfect weapon. And as you're struggling at the restraints, you can feel them starting to snap. And Warlock, how do you materialize into this scene?
Interesting. I want to say that since this is supposed to be like the truth, I'm not like fully materialized. I'm sort of like ghosting in the scene. Or do you want me to be physically here?
No, that's fine. I like the idea that you're like semi-transparent floating, that Axel can see you, but you're not like physically there just yet.
Axel? What the hell's, what's going on? Where are we now?
I think Axel is more focused on getting out of the restraint and probably the pain of transforming for the first time.
Yeah, you feel that pain like coursing through you as Baxter looks at the people working for him and says, all right, crank up the sedatives, get him under control. We can't let it get out of control again.
Wait, I thought it was supposed to be Oasis that did this. That BB Tech is part of this now?
Can I try to... So I have a lot of the restraints off. Are the ones on my arms off?
Yeah, we'll say, like, we get a, like, the panels as Warlock's saying that of the, like, restraints popping off of your arms as they warp into Dragonoid form.
Can I try to get the sedatives off? Or the things connecting me to where they're trying to put sedatives in?
Yeah, that's not even something you have to roll for. I think, like, cool. As they reach over to turn the knobs up, you just, like, well, how are you doing that? Are you ripping the tubes out? Are you going to break the machines?
I think just ripping the tubes out.
Okay, yeah. As they reach over to turn the knobs up, you just, like, grab these tubes and pull them out from your arms. And they turn, like, to look at you sort of in shock. And then, like, turn to Baxter, like, what are we supposed to do?
I think Axel pipes up, and in this racking pain, I think he's just, someone tell me what the fuck is going on. Who do you work for? Are you Oasis?
Axel, I think I need you to pierce the mask there to get these answers.
Fun.
And go ahead and take a +1, because you're kind of piercing your own mask in a weird way.
All right, we got a -1 now. I got a 7.
So yeah, on a 7 to 9, you get one question from the list.
What are you really planning? Like, I think specifically what Brian Baxter's plan was, like, he says that that Axel's the perfect weapon, but how is that connect to me killing his father kind of thing?
As you are looking back at this memory, more memories start sort of flooding into your head. And you remember that Bryant Baxter is, in fact, the man that turned you into what you are. And BB Tech is behind it, masquerading themselves as Oasis. This was sort of a cover for BB Tech to be able to operate on generally teenagers. We get flashes of Axel, like, in various parts of the facility, looking at other teens that are being pumped full of the same power juice that you all found in the Oasis truck that Warlock licked and turned him into a very similar creature to what you are.
Oh yeah, the super juice. I kind of forgot about the super juice.
And you realize and you remember that Bryant Baxter had been trying to create superheroes that he could control, and you were one of them, but obviously he was not able to control you.
I think I'll sit up and look over at Ghost Warlock and just say everything was a cover. It's been Brian the entire time. He's trying to make superheroes. He's trying to make super soldiers that he can just control.
Well, that's kind of fucked up.
Brian looks where Axel is and doesn't see Warlock. He says, oh no, it's gone bad again. And he pulls a gun from his hip and points it at Axel. What are you gonna do?
I was told not to fight anymore. I think instead of, like, attacking anyone, I think he walks. He's still, like, super tall. So he walks over, grabs at the hand of Brian Baxter and raises the gun up to his own forehead. Axel raises it to his forehead. And he looks at Brian and it's like, I know what you're doing now. And the world is going to find out you're going down and you can't stop us.
I think Brian, as he holds the gun against your forehead, pulls the trigger and the recoil, like, throws his arm backwards. And we get a panel as the bullet hits into Axel's forehead and just, like, crumbles and falls to the ground, and you don't even feel it.
You might just be in my head right now, but the real you is gonna feel some fucking pain. And I think Axel will now just grab the gun and just crumple it in his hands.
All right. What's Warlock doing as all this is going on?
He's just watching and, like, is this how it happened? This is crazy. Trying to make super soldiers that you could control. Is he some kind of cartoon villain? What is great? So soon as we get out of here, we'll have to figure out how to deal with this too. As if having a demon coming after me wasn't bad enough. Now we have supervillains in our backstories. That's great.
What is how does Brian react when I just break his gun?
I think like his arm is hanging limp at his side. He's just kind of like quivering. I don't think he knows what to do. All he really knows right now is that he obviously can't fight you. I think you've got a chance to do something before he can really do anything.
So this is still in my head, right? This is supposed to just be a memory?
It's in your head, sort of a mix of memory and like imagination.
It's like a pliable memory.
Yeah, basically.
All right. I think I'll, if he's been trying to make this, I think I want to try and ask him, is there a way to reverse this? Make sure your little puppets are human again? And I think I'm just like, I think I grab him by the arm and raise him up.
The arm that had the gun or the other arm?
Yeah, the limp one.
Okay. You do that, and, like, you feel him sort of trembling in your arms. And he says, there's no going back from what I've done to you, from what I've turned you into.
I don't care about me. The others.
All you are at this point, Axel. All you've ever been, and all you will be, is a puppet. Just like that gun, somebody points you and pulls the trigger. Just like that gun, you're going to be thrown away.
I would like to do something here if I can.
Okay, what did you want to do, Warlock?
So, Warlock is going to try and get between Baxter and Axel, and I'm not actually going to roll up my burn, but it's going to look like that with the like the fiery wings. With the intent of him seeing the fire if he doesn't see me, and just go, you're wrong. Axel isn't a puppet. Axel's a fucking hero. He's more than you'll ever be.
Okay, so I can see that being one of a couple of different moves. Did you have a particular one in mind?
I did not have one in particular in mind.
Okay, because it sounds like it could either be...
Could be comfort and support, I guess.
It could also be defend.
It could be defend, yeah.
I like defend because that'll give me a chance to heal myself, maybe.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead and roll to defend Axel for me.
Okay, so let's see how this goes. I'd like to actually succeed in a roll tonight.
I'll help you.
Yep, that is a 6.
Yeah, no, I will raise that up by 1.
How are you going about doing that?
Can I touch Warlock? Like, is he physical for me?
I'll leave that up to Warlock.
I think Axel probably can touch me, even if I'm kind of like ghosty to everyone else.
I think you'd see Dragonoid waver a little bit and his eyes look down and he looks like he agrees almost. And then you step in and I think you see him let go of Brian's arm and then put his hand on Warlock's shoulder. We are heroes. We're going to save the city from you, from the shit that you destroyed. Because the people there are the people that matter, and the people that deserve some goddamn peace and quiet.
Yeah, that works. Warlock, would you like to add a team to the pool, take influence over someone, or clear a condition?
I would like to clear a condition. I have too many of those.
Yeah, that's a smart decision. What you clearing out?
I think Hopeless is a good one to clear out with all that happened.
All right. And then would you like to expose yourself to danger or escalate the situation?
I'd like to escalate the situation. And I think I might know how to do that.
Pitch me your idea.
I would like this reality to catch on fire. Like just the panel edges start burning as like I'm exerting my influence on a memory that I shouldn't be able to, kind of making it all unstable and weird.
Perfect. Can you describe that for me a little bit more?
So on the panel, you see Warlock's dark fire wings reach out to the edge of the panel, and where it touches the edge of the frame, it starts burning and like spreading through the panel. I don't think people, the scientists and stuff notice it, but like like the air itself, the reality itself is starting to burn away and leave holes.
All right. As this happens, like, I think what Warlock and Axel see is sort of reality almost dissipating around you. If you've ever watched water, like, boil into steam, that's basically what happens to pretty much everything except for you two. And I think I want to give you all a couple of panels in yet another void to sort of get anything off your chests that you feel like you need to, or represent your emotions before the plot sort of moves forward.
I think Warlock just like lands in this void and whatever passes for ground and just runs over to Axel and hugs him.
Yeah, I was going to do the same, honestly. Like,
yeah, I am so sorry that this happened to you, but I don't know if we can make this right, but we can make him pay. Because we're heroes, and we do that.
I think he just like wraps his arms around Warlock and just gives like a huff of like, a huff of approval. And it's like, oh yeah, we're going to take them the fuck down. Don't worry about that. Thank you.
Now we just have to figure out how to get out of here. I think I burned your mindscape. Sorry about that. I think you'll probably be fine, but we might need to have you talk to Everbright and see if there are any sorts of issues with that. Probably not, maybe? I don't actually know.
I think over the course of the couple of panels of Warlock saying that, Axel, you see a background starting to form, and as the world starts to form around you, you hear sirens going off, and you hear a voice over a PA system that says, code red, all Baxter bots on red alert, stand by. There are super abled people that have infiltrated the facility and are considered armed and dangerous. And we fade into a panel of Axel as you were on a very similar table to what you were just on, but this time in the actual real world. And Warlock, you come to reality as well. The way we find you is like plopped down in the corner of this sort of metallic almost cell, like seated down in the corner.
Cool. I'm going to get up and help Axel out of whatever restraints are on him.
There are actually no restraints. Axel has been unconscious, and they seem content to have left you that way.
Okay, that's new.
Am I as Dragonoid right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Surprisingly, you feel fine, aside from a pretty bad headache.
Okay. Yeah, no, this headache feels pretty real, I think.
And actually, as you get up off of the table that you're on, does anything look different about Axel's physical appearance as you've been in a coma for a fair amount of time? Does Dragonoid have any, like, new features of his armor or anything like that? Or do you think you still look the same?
He hasn't been able to transform back into human Axel, has he?
You have not in the time that you've been unconscious.
I think his curved horns are longer, almost like basically right under his eye now. And I think other than that, there's like a spike, like just an extra spike or two on his like shoulders and his legs, just to show that like if he stays in this for a long time, the horns will grow like horns do.
Gotcha. What about Warlock? Any changes to your physical appearance?
Let's see. I'm still dragon-ish, right? Because of the super juice?
I'll leave that up to you, what you think as far as what seems most interesting.
I'm gonna say no, then. I think I'm in the form that I'm used to. But I think there is a panel where you see you see my shadow, and it's that dragon form, because it's still there, but I am, just for whatever reason, I look like me, at least to myself, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Cool. So as I help Axel up, and if this is another dream, the next person to walk through that door had better be either Britney Spears or Orlando Bloom.
Who?
Let me introduce you to YouTube. You'll like it there.
I know what YouTube is, but I've never heard of those two.
I think you'll like them.
So the lights are red lights, blaring PAs, the whole nine yards, right?
Yes. And as you sort of collect yourself, the sounds outside of your room that you're in are chaotic. There's like the occasional rumble, some explosions, the sounds of like boots and footsteps, a lot of chaos going on.
Do you think that's our friends?
I don't know. This is kind of a lot.
Yeah. How about we get out of here?
Yeah, let's go see what kind of trouble we could get into.
Sounds like fun.
And I think I want one last cool panel. How do the two of you break out of this room?
I really just want to, like, Kool-Aid man that shit. Just full on, like, give just a punch through a wall.
I am very done with that. And I think what could be fun is just a panel of both of us breaking our own holes in this wall.
Yes.
Because we can.
All right. As the two of you break your holes in this wall and go out into the chaos, let's go ahead and do end of session moves.
If you liked what you heard, the best way to let us know is on Twitter at @TTRPGRoulette.
Or leaving us a review on your podcatcher of choice.
If you do leave us a review, let us know so we can give you a shout out in a future episode.
You can also support us financially on Patreon at patreon.com/TTRPGRoulette.
There, you can get access to bonus content such as character creation episodes, blooper reels, an art gallery, and much more.
Our music was created by Neil Martin, who you can find on Twitter at @BardicMartin.
Our logo was created by Lee, who you can find on Twitter at @TheLawOfNames or on his Masks AP, Otherwhere.
We want to give a very special shout out to our patrons, including Landon Cornell, MC of Shadows of St. Fleur, Reed, Dusty, Silva, Vanessa Haas, Zeke, Gnome, and Daniel.
Hello everyone and welcome to Monster Hour, an actual play podcast about going to school, arguing with your parents, and ruining your favorite outfit while hunting horrible monsters. Narrative driven and crisply edited with painfully relatable characters. Monster Hour follows unlikely heroes JR.
Super suspicious. That's sort of my deal.
Constance.
I may be a bit of a know-it-all, but I might actually know-it-all.
And Alvin.
I'm monstrous.
As they unravel the sinister mysteries of a strange Colorado town. If you're a fan of Stranger Things, Buffy, or The Adventure Zone Amnesty, you'll love Monster Hour. Tune in for new episodes every other Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.